Singer Shelby Lynn has released a new CD, but she's no newcomer to the industry. This is her 10th studio album. For her breakthrough 2000 recording, I Am Shelby Lynn, she was awarded a Best New Artist Grammy. Since then, she's explored country, pop, and jazz styles with limited success. But her latest effort is generating a lot of excitement. The Alabama-born Lynn decided to record the songs by a celebrated English singer, Dusty Springfield.
Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
That song from the classic 1969 recording Dusty in Memphis is not one of the ones Shelby Lynn decided to re-record, but there are plenty of others, including this famous track.
Just a little loving early in the morning beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day.
Shelby Lynn's CD is called Just a Little Lovin', inspired by Dusty Springfield, and Lynn joins us from Palm Springs, California. Welcome to the program, Shelby.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the approach, because if I play the open to Just a Little Lovin', for example, from Dusty in Memphis, I mean, the first things we hear are strings.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is full of big horns and choruses. Mm-hmm. And your approach is much different. It's very spare. Was the idea to kind of, if you'll pardon the pun, wipe the dust off it, take out all those adornments?
Yeah, you know, and I think when Dusty was making particularly the Memphis record, there was kind of a trend going on then. Every string, every horn, every singer, huge rhythm section. So I had to do something that was the opposite.
Just a little loving early in the morning beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day.
You know, sometimes if you listen to records from those times, I mean, that's why we love them, because they were so huge, huge sounding. But sometimes you forget the song. It gets so wrapped up in the bigness. So I just kind of scaled it down and let the song do the work.
This old world wouldn't be half as bad. It wouldn't be half as sad. If each and everybody in it had,
Did you have arrangements in mind before you got into the studio, or was it done
Absolutely
then?
Not. I can't imagine doing that. I think that would have caused too much thinking about it. And if you think too much about something, you're not feeling it. And that's just the way I approach music, you know. And my band can tell you, I'd rather do anything than rehearse. So it's sound check's about all we get.
One, two, go.
When I was listening to the cut that you do, Willie and Laura, Mae Jones, mm-hmm. There's a real comfortable feel in there. I mean, I feel like I'm almost eavesdropping on you in your living room.
Willie and Laura Mae Jones were our neighbors a long time back. They lived right down the road from us in a shack, just like our shack.
It really felt that way, you know. The band was so great. And of course, Phil Ramone and Al Schmidt, you know, running the board. So it was comfortable, yeah, really comfortable. I mean, it's such beautiful songs and a pleasure to sing them.
The cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. Oh, but that was another place, another time. Get over here, Junior.
As a singer, you think you know the songs because you've listened to the record so many times, but when you get up to sing them and yourself and you're doing a record, they become new again.
There are some differences in terms of the rhythm and the pacing. In the beginning of You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, you sing it a cappella. I mean, man, there's nowhere to hide when you do that.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away.
Did it take some adjustment to your own vocal style? I mean, you know, some people have characterized you as a belter, and this is really, you know, cozy up to the microphone delivery.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my early days, I used to do a lot of belting, but then I was missing the saw. And then I kind of learned that, you know, save it. Use it when you really need to wake up the first row, you know, which happens often.
No, you don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. Believe me, I can't help but love you. And believe me, I will never tie you down.
You did this in 5 days?
Mm-hmm. That's enough time in the studio. You know, if you know what you need, you know what you're going after, and you have your list of songs, do it and get out of there. That's my way.
How did you decide which songs to do?
I chose my favorites. Oh. And I chose the ones that I really thought I could make my own. Respectfully, on the dusty level, and could really sink my teeth in them. You know, I felt like they were the best that people would want to hear again, and I liked them too.
Mm. The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more than just words could ever say.
You know, I knew when I had no idea before I set foot in studio, but when the songs started showing themselves, I knew I had to be somewhat daring because, you know, everybody's heard these songs a million times. It had to be something a little bit crazy. So, you know, and I'm not scared. I go and it's like, if it's scary, it's not scary enough. Let's keep going.
Was there ever a time, though, that you doubted doing an album of cover songs?
Oh, my God. I drank more whiskey making this record in the studio, and just my nerves. Every now and then I'd break down and hit my flask and say, "You must be out of your mind. What are you doing? Number one, you're cutting songs that everybody loves and adores, original records. Plus it's Dusty Springfield, you idiot." But then I'd drink a little more and it'd be okay.
Yeah. You chose not to do Preacher Man. And you
I know
it's kind of a sacred song, but I have to admit I wanted to hear you do it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh,
too bad.
Right. But no way. There was no way you were going to touch that one.
No way. I mean, you just can't cut Son of a Preacher Man. That is Dusty Saul. I've compared it to cutting Crazy by Patsy Cline. You just don't cut that.
You wrote your own song for this, and actually listening to it without reading the liner notes, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference between a song you wrote and a song that was written for Dusty. It's one that's called Pretend.
I know you won't leave, been holding on to you, begging you to play this game you've already won.
Did you write it for this, or was this a song you already had?
I didn't write it for this. Pretend's been lying around for a while, and I didn't know what to do with it. And so there you know. You know, that's the proof that songs happen why they're supposed to happen, and they'll get placed in a you know, when it's time.
I'll show you happiness. I'll prove you need my love. And I'll bend over backwards to tell you every word you want to hear. Whatever you might need to reconsider, what I'm given, say the word. Hurt me one more night. Just pretend you love me.
I feel like Dusty would have dug it. I think she may have cut it if she'd been looking for songs. I mean, that's kind of what I convince myself of every day.
You know, I bet she would have, because the subject matter is consistent. She was always singing about what couldn't be, it seems. You know, you don't have to say you love me, just stay, you know, with me.
Yeah.
Always being a victim of unrequited love.
Well, that's part of the reason why I love Dusty Springfield. You believed every word she said. And there was such a vulnerability in her singing and then feeling her feel it. You believed it. And I still believe it.
Shelby Lynn's new recording on the Lost Highway label is called Just a Little Lovin', inspired by Dusty Springfield. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Leanne. It's been a joy.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go.
To hear songs from Shelby Lynn's album of Dusty Springfield songs and more interviews with musicians, go to our music website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I only want to be with you. Moment of the day with you. Oh, look what has happened with just one kiss. I never knew that I could be in love like this. It's crazy, but it's